The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, it's so nice to see a smiley face.
Jenna, I'm glad I can come along and just provide a fun ending to the show.
Indeed. It's been a heavy, heavy day.
Yes, we need that.
Indeed. Now, what's making news in the Wild West?
So, of all of the excuses that you can give for committing a crime, I think one of the explanations that are probably not going to carry too much weight in a court of law is to say that a deity of your choice is responsible. Like, I don't care if it's the Christian God, if it's Ganesh, Vishnu, the prophet,
Shiva, Shakti,
any of those. They're not going to cut the mustard as an alibi. But that's what a Perth bloke has offered the magistrate after he was accused of stealing a Land Cruiser, taking it on a joyride and smashing up some fences around a community centre, the Men's Shed in the Kimberley.
Don't come for the Men's Shed. They are brilliant organisations in rural and metro WA.
And you'd think, oh, maybe he's got some issue with the Men's Shed. But no, it wasn't about men at all that he was focused on. Mm. It was the women. And this is where God came in. He told the magistrate that he was pleading not guilty, even though he was literally busted doing this stuff.
Actually guilty.
He's not guilty because the God of the Anglican Church had told him that he needs to go up there and free all of the local women and cleanse them. By knocking over the fences. So I'm not sure
Pete Evans, was going on.
he was seen with a Land Cruiser full of paleo food.
So can I offer you some coconut water?
So it is suspicious. But no, and the magistrate has said, bud, like, you know, we're gonna see you again in March when we hear this trial. Maybe rethink that plea, because I'm not sure if this not guilty thing's going to stack up.
No, not at all.
So we'll see. We've got a while to wait until we get a result on that one.
And I really hope that on the court transcript, the magistrate did say, bud, we'll see you in March. Yeah. Now, speaking of mocking paleo things, it is now cheaper to buy property than a sausage roll in some parts of WA.
Yeah, in Mingin' you. It's like I never know what to say. It's like I always think Mingin' you, but that cannot be right.
Mingin' you.
Right? Mingin' you?
Yeah.
Mingin' you. Yeah, yeah. It's not many people live in Mingin' you anymore. In the 2011 census, it showed that there was about 500 people living in Mingin' you, which is not very many to start off with. But now there's only about 280 people living there. So it's kind of, you know, it's a bit dying a little bit, I think, out there in Mingin' you.
In the Midwest?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just like people moving off the farms. There's been some tough times up there, and that's part of the reason. Mm-hmm. And so the Shire wants to encourage people to move out there. Mm-hmm. And so they've put some ridiculously cheap blocks of land up for sale. Like, and this is ridiculous. Like, I'm tempted to buy one, and it would cost you the princely sum of $1.
Get out.
Yeah. Like, how
much property are we talking?
I think they're 9 blocks of land, so the Shire is set to make a tidy little profit on that.
Guys, I don't think you're doing that accounting stuff right.
I think maybe they can get a pie and a Coke at the local bakery.
Have they accidentally on the ad, like the something on domain or real estate, have they maybe put the decimal point in the wrong place? Because I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's I double checked that, but no, these blocks of land are going to be $1, and we've checked that the sausage rolls at the local bakery cost more than that. Oh. They're probably about $4.50.
They're delicious.
Yeah, I no doubt that, and that's a reason to move up there. If you have $1, if you like sausage rolls,
mate,
make a beeline to Mingin' you.
I'm
learn
out.
How to pronounce it first.
Coming to you live from Mingin' you tomorrow when I go to my new holiday shack up there.
And I think there's probably some conditions that come with it. Like, you probably have to, you know, like, promise that you're going to build on the. Oh, sorry, that was me. Build. That's all the
Shire of Mingin' you saying, no, mate, we're sold out.
That's all the people listening to this going, ding, ding, let me know who do I need to call. I'm moving to Mingin' you. So you probably have to build a house on there with a certain amount of time, but you're getting, you know, great building rebates at the moment. That's been extended from the government. So lots of reasons to move to Mingin' you, start again, a tree change. I don't know if there's many trees up there. It's pretty...
I mean, it'd be pretty hot. Right?
Pretty hot and flat. But still, it might be just what you're looking for.
Indeed.
So there you go.
Good way to wander out yonder.
Wander out yonder and never come back.
Indeed. Ben O'Shea, thank you so very much for joining us on the West Live. We'll see you in the Wild West tomorrow.
Sounds good.